This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. How to respond to North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction was the top agenda item when President Trump hosted South Korean President Moon Jae-in. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Correspondent Steve Herman reports.
President Donald Trump spoke of the threat from what he called the reckless and brutal regime in North Korea, adding its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs require a determined response.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. Many years, and it's failed. And frankly, that patience is over.
President Moon, who just took office in May, is holding open the door to talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions on Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail. North Korea should by no means underestimate the firm commitment of Korea and the U.S. in this regard.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has sworn in Hong Kong's new leader, Carrie Lam, on the 20th anniversary of the city's handover from British to Chinese rule. Hong Kong's new British-approved chief executive was chosen by less than 1% of Hong Kong voters in a process democracy activists criticize as being fundamentally unfair. Hundreds of police were deployed for the anniversary as pro-democracy activists and pro-Beijing groups marched through Hong Kong. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest as immigration lawyers gathered at U.S. airports to aid travelers from certain countries. The U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have an acceptable relationship in the U.S. to be admitted. This is VOA News. Ukraine is blaming the Russian security services for a massive cyber attack that started in the last week in Ukraine and eventually spread to computers worldwide. Ukraine's security agency, the SBU, said in a statement Saturday the attack bore resemblances to past hacks of Ukrainian infrastructure by the Russian security services. Russia has denied involvement in the recent attack that halted operations at large companies and government agencies in more than 60 countries around the world. Hackers encrypted data on infected machines and demanded a ransom to give it back to its owners. The UN General Assembly has voted to cut $600 million from their nearly $8 billion annual peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. But UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also called for major UN reforms, including peacekeeping. The interior ministers of France, Germany, and Italy will meet in Paris on Sunday to help Italy deal with masses of migrants arriving on its shores. Italy has so far taken in 82,000 migrants this year, as the country has become the main point of arrival to Europe. Meantime, the European Union has pledged to support Italy as it continues to admit thousands of migrants who are crossing every day from North Africa across the Mediterranean. Get more on the story from Henry Ridgewell.
Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship, Aquarius, as it disembarked over 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Corigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Several medical personnel are fighting for their lives at a New York hospital after a doctor went on a shooting spree. The doctor, forced from the hospital because of sexual harassment accusations, returned with an assault rifle hidden under a lab coat Friday and shot seven people, killing one woman and wounding several others. Bill de Blasio is New York's mayor.
Thank God this was not an act of terrorism. It's an isolated incident, workplace-related matter, but that makes it no less tragic or no less horrible.
I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's